I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 988. Thanks, I needed that. Life can be pretty rough at times. Today, I'm thankful for people wiser than me who anticipated the road ahead and spoke life and love, grace and hope to me that I would need, and I didn't even know it at the time. You probably had those blessed moments too. Maybe it's from a parent or a grandparent, a coach, a teacher, a preacher, or a friend. They could see what was coming that you couldn't see at the time. They were anticipating the news from the doctor, or the breakup of that relationship that you thought would last forever, or the ending of the job, or the difficulty of the project, or the struggle over belief. So God brought them alongside at just the right moment, and they spoke life into your soul that sustained you through that dark valley ahead. Can we pause today and thank God for those dear ones? This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest. It's after the two great commandments to love God and love others with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And loving well is being attuned to the Spirit and being willing to speak life into someone's life when the Holy Spirit encourages you to do so. You know, Paul in his letters often acknowledged people that we don't know that blessed him. He would say he was so thankful for the coming of Titus, or for this person or that person, Epaphroditus, and many other people that we won't meet until heaven. He was constantly thanking God for people that he called his co-workers or co-laborers in the gospel. It was important for Paul to remember that he's not alone in this, and that's important for us too. Or think about Jesus. I know he was God, and yet he was also human. When he was baptized, and also before he went to the cross, the Father spoke to him words of identity and community and intimacy. In Mark's gospel, as Jesus is baptized, the whole Trinity is there. The Son is being baptized, the Spirit is descending like a dove, and the Father speaks these words, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Ah! The Father knew what was coming. Hard days for Jesus. Rebuke, mocking, temptations, and of course, eventually the cross. And he wanted Jesus to never, never, ever, ever doubt his identity and the Father's love. Please don't doubt the power of your words. You may not think that a simple sentence of love can make any difference, but it can. Tell someone that you appreciate something about them. Thank them for an example of Jesus that you see in their life that they may not see. Say, "I'm so glad God made you." Let someone know they have made a difference in your life. Don't wait until they die and say it at their funeral when they can't hear you. Do it today. There are the walking wounded all around us, friends. Words of love and life can begin the healing that those folks' souls desperately need. What a simple way to T2G. When the Holy Spirit nudges, speak. Speak life. And speak life today. Here's the great question. When was the last time someone said words to you just when you needed to hear them? Okay, a second great question. Look around you. Think about your day. Who do you think could use some words of love and affirmation from you? It might be a child, a spouse, a co-worker, or a friend. Let's pray this prayer from ChristiansTT.com. Gracious Father, gracious and loving Messiah, I praise your precious name. Today we worship you. We ask for wisdom so that when we speak, our words will glorify you. Let our words be a reflection of who you are and who you say we are. May we always be reminded that life and death are in the power of the tongue. May what we speak today speak life. Let our words encourage and motivate and edify and build up the people around us who hear our voice. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 989. And in the meantime, I've always loved Ephesians 4:29. Paul writes, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion." Here it is. "That it may give grace to those who hear." May God lead someone your way today and give you words that will bless his or her soul and cause that person to say, "Thanks, I needed that."